Well, great. How y'all doing?
Good.
It's great to see you. You know, each week I look forward to seeing you. Did you know that? In fact, in some respects, don't tell anyone else here. In some respects, I think our time with you each week has more to do about our future than we might first think. Did you know that? You know, someone told me once that kids are the future. Did you ever hear that? How do you spell future? K-I-D-S. Did you ever hear that? That's kind of a truism. You've heard that, right? That's kind of a thing that's been around. But here's how I think you spell future. K-I-D-S-N-O-W. Kids now. Because your future really is dependent on the here and now. And we hope that your future is awesome. And we're so glad that you're here. Hey, we have a manger in the room. You want to go see who's there? Come on, this way. Mary and Joseph, you always spoil it. Of course, Mary and Joseph is here. Now, in our manger scene today, here, I'm going to face this way over here so we don't get any feedback. Maybe I'll stand here. That's better. I'll stand over here. In our manger scene, we do have Mary and Joseph. We have the animals because in Advent time, we've been talking about how everything in our life is included in God's story. He doesn't just work in our heart. He works in our mind. That God doesn't just care about our heart or our mind, he cares about our body too. And God just doesn't care about our heart and our mind and our body, but he cares about the things that we do and the people that are around us and even the animals that are around us. Do you have pets at home?
Yes. No.
No? No pets? Okay, that's fine. You have a stuffed pet. Does that have a name?
Hops.
Okay, what is it?
A tiger.
A tiger, nice. I love that. That's great. Mariah, what do you have at home?
Two dogs,
the ones that you walk regularly? I'm pretty sure those are the ones you're talking about.
Yeah.
Now, did you guys, you don't walk the dog? What kind of things do you do around the house to help out?
Rake the leaves.
Yeah, I think, you know, you must like raking leaves because I remember you saying something about leaves before. That's a great job. Want to come to my house? Actually, I don't have a whole lot of leaves. That's why we bought that house because I don't like leaves like you do. But God has invited us not just to think about our spirit or Jesus is in our life, which he is, but God wants that inner light that today we're talking about the peace of God. He wants that to affect our whole life so that our relationships with kids at school, our relationship with our pets, our relationship with our friends and family, God wants his light to make it shown in the peace that we experience. Now today, because Christmas, excuse me. You did one? I was going to ask. Did you do one of these? What did you do?
Cook with mom and daddy.
You what?
Cook.
Oh, cook with mom and dad. Great. That's an excellent idea.
I bake cookies with my grandma.
And you bake cookies. Excellent. And these little candy cane and candy things are a way for us to celebrate Christmas. It has a Bible verses on the one side about God's gift of Jesus to us. But because Christmas is about doing, not just giving, there are some tips, things that you can do. Like, for instance, here's one I like. You give away some clothes that don't fit anymore. That's a good one, yes? That's a way to show people you care, right? Yeah. All right, anyway, here are some things, and I would like you, because Christmas is about giving, not just receiving. If you want, you could pick one of these, and your goal is to do this before next week, so that you can show God's love is in your life and you know the peace of God by doing these things for others. You're putting your faith into practice. Yeah, not just believing, but doing. So here, you want to pick one? See what you get. Whoa, you can take two. They're small. Help, what does that one say?
Help a friend at school.
Help a friend at school. What does this say?
Smile at everyone today.
Riker, that is a great job for you. Imagine everyone you meet, you smile at them. It could be kind of weird, right? Yeah, but try it. It's a great challenge. What do you have?
Give away some clothes that don't fit.
Yeah. You should probably give that one to me. Look, here's one. Deliver cookies to your neighbors and the candy's missing. Uh-oh. Someone has been in our... It was Elf on the Shelf. I knew it. Here, why don't you pick one more? What do you got now? Compliment a friend. That's good.
I'll pick up your toys without being asked.
Oh, pick up your toys without being asked. Oh, I hate that one. Okay, how about you? Tell someone that you love them. Those are great ways to show God's love is in your life. So next week, if you like, you do some of these things and you could report back and you could just say, hey, here's what I did to make Christmas not about receiving, but about what?
Giving.
About giving. On the back today, our Bible verse is, for God so loved the world that he gave his son, that by believing in him, anyone can have a whole and lasting life. We love because God first loved us. Would you pray with me? Dear God, I thank you that you love us and that our future is safe in your hands. And I thank you for these kids up here today, and I pray that you would bless them, bless their families, and bless their friends, bless their animals and pets, bless the things that they do, the activities that they're involved in, that they might know and show your love and feel your peace now and always. In Jesus' name, amen. Tomorrow night, if you could be with me around the manger, we're going to talk about baby Jesus being born, and you won't be here. You have to do follow-up. Okay, thanks. And I think Miss Vicki has you this morning. Thanks for being up here.